Daniels restates his faith and loyalty. Elder Daniels felt impelled to express his feelings. "Men may say what they like," he declared as he recounted the experience. "I believe we have a living God, the author of such coincidences as these. I believe that the fear and restraint that has been upon many has been broken, and that now they will stand calmly and fearlessly without wavering in defense of the truth of God." "I know," Daniels firmly averred, "that God is rewarding us for our pledge of unswerving loyalty to the spirit of prophecy as well as all the rest of this message. Victory has been given to this cause." Ibid. And indeed it was a victory. Of Dr. Kellogg's influence and his activities, Ellen White wrote, "The men who sustain Dr. Kellogg are in a half-mesmerized condition, and do not understand the condition of the man. They honestly believe that he is to be trusted. But the spirit of satanic deception is upon him, and he will work any deception possible. He has been presented to me as exulting that he could hoodwink our people, and get possession of all the property in Battle Creek." And then in a forecast that was to come all too true in the next few months, "We must call our people to a decision. God calls for every jot and tittle of influence to be placed on the side of truth and righteousness. We are to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. I have put in print the most decided testimonies. A volume of lies will be circulated to counteract the very work God would have me do. But guard the outposts. Let every precaution be taken. Let us watch and pray. Ask, and ye shall receive. We must have increased faith. We must watch unto prayer. I know that our God is a strong defense, and that he will lift up for us a standard against the enemy. My brethren, you and I must not lose our faith in God. Every man is being tested and tried. We must now look for battles, but we must not be disheartened, afraid, or ashamed.